Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
We got this from the Wall Street Journal, not from the paper's Heard on the Street column. It's more like Heard on the Roof story. At Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant in beautiful Door County, Wisconsin, you'll find traditional Scandinavian meatballs, pancakes, and salmon on the menu, and goats on the roof. We kid you not. The goats are the restaurant's unusual trademark, and owner Lars Johnson will lock legal horns with anyone who dares to copy it. We caught up with Lars Johnson by cell phone early one morning.
Hello, hello.
Where are you right now?
We're in the process of putting our goats up on the roof for the day.
Goats on the roof.
Yeah, well, you know, back in 1973, we brought a building over from Scandinavia, similar to Lincoln Logs, and it's a Norwegian pine building from Norway, and we put grass on our roof, and shortly after that, we decided that the best thing for our restaurant was to let goats graze on the roof.
And how many goats do you got?
Usually on the roof itself, there's anywhere from 6 to 8, and the roof is approximately 15,000 square feet, and it's up and down, and the pitch is similar to any roof, but it's grass, and goats are natural climbers, and they're very affectionate animals.
Where are they right now?
Well, they are on the roof with me this morning. I'm actually talking to you on top of our roof this morning, and it's a beautiful sunny day in Door County, Wisconsin.
The goats are a big draw. People flock to your restaurant.
They do indeed. We serve about 3,000 people a day in a 124-seat restaurant, and the goats are indeed part of the draw.
I guess there's so much of a draw that you've trademarked the goats on the roof.
We did, and I guess the legal term is called trade dress, and it's a service mark, and we did this in the mid-90s. Our law firm recommended to us that we have something that we should protect.
Can you really can trademark having goats on a roof of a restaurant?
Well, evidently so. We filed the mark back in the 90s with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. We have a service mark.
Now, I heard you're a real naysayer when it comes to other people putting goats on their roof.
Well, not necessarily true. I think in order to protect the mark, we're always, you know, interested in who possibly has violated the mark, and we're certainly interested in talking to people about licensing agreements, and that's the whole intent, is that we're not out to put people out of business.
So have other restaurateurs tried to put goats on their roof?
Well, to our knowledge, only one in the United States, and it was down in Georgia, and we certainly recognize that he has a very viable business and a very popular business, and we entered into an agreement with him so that he can continue keeping his goats on the roof, and I wish them all the luck and continued good success in business.
Because I heard that there were some goats that had hopped aboard an IHOP sign in Virginia, I guess it was.
Yeah, that is indeed true. I guess recently, and that was a very innocent thing that happened on a billboard, I think, and the goats were grazing on the hillside, and goats are climbers. So they would jump up on the billboard, and naturally people would pull over and found it very interesting, and people were taking pictures of the goats on the billboard. And so there's really no violation of the trademark or trade dress in that particular case. But certainly if they appear on the roof of any IHOP, then there possibly is a violation.
So McDonald's has its arches, KFC its kernel, you've got your goats.
There you go.
Now, I guess you've heard all of the goat jokes there are, right?
Most of them.
You got a favorite?
Oh, you know, I do have a favorite, you know, but it's funny because I have a great deal of respect for Muhammad Ali, and a few years ago he called himself the GOAT, and I was wondering why he did that. Then if you looked into it a little bit further, the GOAT stood for greatest of all time, and I thought if anybody deserves that title, it was Muhammad Ali.
Have you ever heard this one? When people copy your trademark, it really gets your goat.
I love it. I love it.
Well, Mr. Johnson, I want to thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you as well.
Lars Johnson pastures his goats on the roof of Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant in Door County, Wisconsin.